Hi, I'm M.K. Browning, author of the World of Degrees series, including books The Magic Scarf and The Alliance of the Grim. Today, I just really wanted to kind of dive into my origin story, tell you why I chose fantasy. As it actually happened, I didn't start out writing fantasy. I was writing small-town romance and mystery, you know, cozy stories with a bit of drama and suspense. But after a while, I realized I needed a break. I wanted something different, something magical. One day, I looked at my own bookshelf and had a little epiphany. Almost everything I loved to read was fantasy. It made me stop and think, why wasn't I writing the genre I loved most? So, I gave myself permission to go for it. And once I started building that fantasy world, I was hooked. Well, you know, the world today feels a little extra. There's always some new crisis, real-life villains, and way too many emails. So when people ask me why fantasy, my answer is simple. Because sometimes we all need a break from the ordinary. Fantasy gives us a chance to step out of our daily chaos and step into a world where magic is real. Fantasy gives us a chance to meet griffins that might be our travel companions and scarves that might hold mysterious powers. Yes, I am talking about my book, thank you for noticing. But seriously, fantasy isn't just about dragons and glowing swords and secret portals. It's about hope. It's about finding a light in the darkness. It lets us explore big themes like courage, identity, and sacrifice without having to live through a dystopian apocalypse to understand them. Although, let's be real, some days it does feel like we're already in one. And there's something kind of beautiful about that, right? Fantasy reminds us that no matter how impossible things feel, there's always a chance that the smallest person can change the world. Or at least make friends with a phoenix and dramatically walk away from a burning mountain. So yeah, fantasy matters, because real life is messy. But a good story? That's magic. Now, speaking of messy real life, let's take a quick peek behind the curtain at mine. Because as magical as writing fantasy can be, the process? Well, let's just say it's a little less enchanted forest and a little bit more chaotic goblin cave. I recently tried to rearrange book three into parts because I'm writing it in multi-POV. And when I saw what I did, well, let's just say it was a dumpster fire. And when I say a dumpster fire, I mean it. I was so upset that I reverted back to an earlier version. I didn't lose much, but boy, I won't ever do that again. All right, that's it for today. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I hope this little trip into why fantasy matters gave you something fun to think about, or at least a reason to escape reality for a bit. Now I want to hear from you. What was the first fantasy book that made you believe in magic? You know the one, the book that totally swept you away. Send me a message, tag me on socials, or shout it into the wind. Okay, maybe not the last one, but hey, do what feels right. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to me if you followed the show or shared it with a fellow book nerd. Until next time, keep chasing stories, keep daydreaming, and don't forget, there's always a little bit of magic hiding in the real world.